narrated سهل بن سعد الساعدي. عويمر العجلاني came to عاصم بن عدي الأنصاري and said to him, O عاصم, suppose a man saw another man with his wife, would he kill him, whereupon you would kill him, or what should he do? Please, O عاصم, ask about this on my behalf. عاصم asked Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, about it. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, disliked that question and considered it disgraceful. What عاصم heard from Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was hard on him. When عاصم returned to his family, عويمر came to him and said, O عاصم, what did Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, say to you? عاصم said to عويمر, You never bring me any good. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, disliked the problem which I asked him about. عويمر said, By Allah, I will not give up this matter until I ask the Prophet, peace be upon him, about it. So عويمر proceeded till he came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in the midst of people, and said, O Allah's Messenger, if a man sees another man with his wife, would he kill him, whereupon you would kill him, or what should he do? Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, Allah has revealed some decree as regards you and your wife's case. Go and bring her. So they carried out the process of al-li'an while I was present among the people with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. When they had finished their li'an, Awaymir said, O Allah's Messenger, if I should now keep her with me as a wife, then I have told a lie. So he divorced her thrice prior to being ordered by Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Ibn Shihab said, So divorce was the tradition for all those who were involved in a case of al-li'an.